From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Relatives of passengers from the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 are marking the first anniversary of the plane's disappearance during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. As Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok, leaders from Australia and Malaysia are vowing to press on with the plane's search.
The first major report into the disappearance of the Boeing 777 flight MH370 was released Sunday, but the report from the Malaysian authorities shed little light on reasons for the aircraft's loss. The Malaysian Airlines flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing on March 8, 2014, disappeared from radar less than an hour into the flight. Searchers believe it crashed in water depths up to 4,000 metres. Malaysia Prime Minister Najib Razak said despite little evidence, few answers and no wreckage, the search would continue. And Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott remains confident the aircraft will be found. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad said his country and North Korea are under scrutiny because of their real independence. Al-Assad on Sunday hosted a delegation from Pyongyang headed by the North Korean Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs. Yemen's president has shored up his makeshift seat of power in Aden on Sunday. His move comes as the country's defense minister fled the capital of Sana'a to join him. General Mahmoud al-Sabahi defected to Yemen's second city on Sunday, fleeing the Houthi-controlled capital. Yemen's prime minister, as well as other senior-level officials, remain in Sana'a under Houthi house arrest. You're listening to VOA News. International Women's Day is celebrated on March 8th, and thousands of events around the world mark the economic, political, and social achievements of women. At the Vatican, Pope Francis gave a special blessing to women around the world.
Una occasione per ribadire.
He says, in a world where women are marginalized is a sterile world, because women don't just bear life but transmit to us the ability to see otherwise. They see things differently. They transmit to us the ability to understand the world with different eyes, to understand things with hearts that are more creative and more patient and more tender. You can read more on International Women's Day's events at voanews.com. China says its trade surplus hit a monthly record of $60.6 billion in February. Beijing said Sunday its exports jumped nearly 50% last month to $169.2 billion, while imports fell by a fifth to $108.6 billion. However, analysts still voice concern about the outlook for exports and the world's second largest economy. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi says his country has every right to carry out construction and development around the disputed islands and reefs in the South China Sea. VOA's Bill Ide reports.
According to analysis and satellite images, China is building up several reefs it controls that are hundreds of kilometers away from its coast. On one reef, China has brought in so much land that it has created a new island. It has built a helipad on one and an airfield on another. However, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi says that the construction is necessary and not a sign its policy toward the region is changing. Speaking on the sidelines of parliamentary meetings in Beijing this week, Wang also said the construction does not target or affect anyone. China says almost all of the South China Sea is part of its territory. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Russian authorities Sunday charged two Chechens with the murder of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov and detained three others for questioning in his killing that happened late last month within sight of the Kremlin. All five appeared in a Moscow court as officials continued their investigation into the February 27th shooting death of Nemtsov. State news media identified the two officially accused of murdering Nemtsov as Zayer Dadayev, he's a deputy commander for the Chechen police, and Anzar Gubayev, who worked for a private security company in Moscow. The U.S. Peace Corps program is pulling dozens of volunteers out of Jordan and temporarily shuttering its services in the country, citing the current regional environment. The agency said Saturday it's withdrawing 37 youth development workers from the country. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.